Indire, Independent Radio Exchange Network. Radio Show. Co-funded by the European Union. More at indire.eu. Radio Show.
Dear listeners, welcome back to Indire, Independent Radio Exchange all around Europe. After the huge success of the first and second edition of Toulouse Radio Muse, Indire, after a residency in Slovenia in 2022, here we go again on the airwaves of the Indire network. So at last, here is the third Toulouse chapter. Renewed for the 2022-2024 season, Indire is growing and bringing together one of the largest independent and associative radio communities in Europe. This project consists in bringing together the most important independent and associative radios dedicated to music with the aim to share and broadcast current and alternative music from and across Europe. And here are our main actors, starting with the project leader, Radio Student in Ljubljana, Slovenia, and its partners, Radio Corax in Halle, Germany, and last but not least, Radio Campus France, France Radio Network, to which have recently joined Radio Helsinki in Graz, Austria, Civil Radio in Budapest, Hungary, MRTV in Sevilla, Spain, Near FM in Dublin, Ireland, Radio Student Zagreb in Zagreb, Croatia. Each of them working with local, national and international networks. This week, we are taking you back to Toulouse, south of France, for the third time. We can find there a very eclectic music scene full of artists in almost every kind of music style. Through this program and on the occasion of the production of the third edition of this Indire Independent Radio Exchange, we will present some artists, bands and labels curated and selected by François Berchenko. So once again, take a third ride with him through the 2023 Toulouse scene with the turbulent Matthews Shadow Sky, the sensitive and elegant Tania Bell, Didier Achour from Montagne Noire Records, Pauline Cosgrove from My Imaginary Loves Rock Band, and the young local artist Renaldo Gournier presenting the Immobile Project.
Okay, but you're going to ask me in English the questions?
Yes, if you okay. Agree.
Okay. So, Matthew, maybe can you present yourself in a few words?
I am a human being, born in France. My occupation is to be a composer. So I am composing music since 1979. So it's now 44 years of composition.
You just told it's your main occupation, but you're... You play some instruments, mainly guitars, or, I don't know, synthesizers?
You know, as a composer, you have to know every instrument for the one that you are composing. If you don't know, you cannot compose. So, of course, as a composer that composes things that was unheard, because I am a composer of non-commercial music. I mean music that invents. And for inventions, so you need to know all the instruments and you need to play better. If you play the instrument, it's better because you can really know what the musician desires to play, to perform.
How would you describe your aesthetic?
Yes, I can describe it. I think there is a word for my music, turbulent. Turbulence, it's a way of understanding the vibration in life and to understand the what it means, the rhythm. But the rhythm not as something regular, but something irregular, like it was understood by the pre-Socratic philosopher from antique Greece, from ancient Greece. I am coming back to pre-Socratic ideology, we can say that, to understand what is the flux of the life and to understand what is music through that flux of the life. I'm trying to invent all the time. So each album, each composition is always a new invention or playing. So, of course, I'm playing instruments and I like to play instruments because I start my career as a composer that nobody wants to perform my music because it was too rush or too, I don't know, they didn't like it. So for classical musicians. So I have to perform myself my music first.
So Mathieu, you are a composer, musician, and you have a website which is called Le Centre de la Bombe. We can translate it like the bomb center. can you explain what is it?
I choose that name for provocation, of course. Something that you have to explode. And I am exploding all the time. So my music is not quiet. It can be quiet, but there is some energy inside that must explode. So I said the center of the bomb is the most peaceful place in the world. Because in the center, nothing explodes. It's peace. It's a pure peace.
What can we find there?
Most of my albums, writings, music theory, and yes, writings and sound and images and schematics, so many things.
How many albums at this point?
80.
80 albums?
But I'm not 80 years old. yet.
You're producing music all the time?
Yes, because it's my occupation. And I'm still passionate after 44 years of...
For the Indie Ray European music program, can you say a few words about the track you're going to present?
The piece, Sad Human, Mad and His Pain Being Inside.
This is a 15 minutes track.
It's a finale from the big oratorio, the extreme music from Ecstasy in English. It was a 2007 creation with 25 musicians and 3.5 hours of huge... everything was agitated in this music. There was four trombones, there was two drums, one hardcore drums and one jazz drums. There was strings, there was electronics, there was an analog electronics, cello, electric guitar. A lot of musicians.
And you told me it's based on the repetition principle.
And yes. You see that it's a very rare music I'm now using repetition. And because being a finale, when it is a finale, there is something that you repeat and it decreases very, very slowly. So the 15 minutes is it's a decrescendo of something repeat that say bye-bye.
Disappearing little by little.
Yeah.
Okay.
Decreasing. So now, ladies and gentlemen, you're going to listen to the famous composer Mathieu Chadowsky, the piece called Sad Human, Man and His Pain Being Inside. Rejoice. It's a sad finale.
Hello.
So how is your English?
My English is actually pretty good, I guess. It's easy for me to speak English, so let's go.
Okay, so you can stand a 5 minutes interview.
Of course.
So, sorry to say that, but you talk about some cup of tea a few minutes ago.
You want a cup of tea?
Yeah, you gonna have one too, or?
Of course. Look, I think it's ready now.
What kind of tea?
It's a black tea. It's Russian Earl Grey.
Oh.
Actually, it's more a tea for morning, but I like to drink it in the afternoon.
So despite the Ukrainian war, you still drink Russian tea?
Exactly. Actually, it's Twinning. So it's an English brand, and it's called Earl Grey. So Earl Grey is more like English concept, I would say. And it's like English people, they call it Russian, I guess. It's like French fries, you know?
So you tolerate it.
Sorry, I'm so sorry. I would like to say sorry to Ukrainian people. If they feel...
Thank you. Quite strong?
Pretty strong.
Pretty strong, yeah.
Pretty. A little.
So, Tanya,
right.
Not bad in English.
Not bad. Ah. I love this too.
So Tanya, let's talk a bit about you. Can you quickly present yourself?
Okay. My name is Tanya. I'm a musician. I'm a singer, pianist, composer, producer, also a DJ. And I just released my first EP at the end of February. It's called L'Aurore. L'Aurore means sunset. It's a precise moment when the sun disappears, or it can be when the sun appears in French. I released this five-track EP at the end of February, and it's actually my first solo project with my artist name. But I played before in many bands, but now it's time to create and diffuse my own music.
So you are a musician since forever, or maybe?
I started when I was young as a singer, actually. I started to sing with my mother in a choir when I was 8. And then when I was a teenager, I started to play piano a little bit early, I would say, not at 5 years old. And I kept on playing and singing. And then I decided to make a career, and I made long studies at the Conservatoire of Toulouse, a school also that's called Musicale. And so I became a professional since then. And now it's been 6 years since I started to be a pro musician and make a living from music. It's been 6 years now.
To have your first solo project, your first record, was an important step for you?
Yes, I have been waiting for this forever, and it's such an accomplishment, because I always thought that I wanted to make my own music with my own inspirations, my own style, and it's a little bit hard to start because you have nothing and you have to create a full project from nothing, and nobody came actually to me to say, okay, let's record a project, your project. It's me who decided to start this project and to fulfill it till the end. So it takes time and courage and experience and self-confidence to reach that point.
So you're going to present one track for this Indie Ray radio show. So which one would it be?
Okay. Yes, the single is called L'Aurore. It has the same name as the EP, because I wanted to express during the whole project that idea of change, of transformation, of changing. And L'Aurore is the sunset, is the symbol of that change, and I used its symbol to express through different things. I thought it was really illustrative symbol. So L'Aurore is the name of the main song and also the name of the EP. It's a song, actually I think it was the first song I recorded when I really thought that I want to make a project. It was the first song when I almost finished it, because after I changed it a little bit. It was the first song which allowed me to launch the project. I was like, okay, I have this song, and this song is the beginning of something. I could feel it, you know, like the aesthetic, the lyrics, the direction I was taking was a direction I wanted to express on a full project. So it all started with L'Aurore. And
so it's a real aurore.
So it's a real aurore, exactly, exactly.
Welcome, Didier. So, can we go?
Yeah. I am Didier Chaud, and I'm the director of GMEA, which is the Center for New Music, in which we host residencies, we organize concerts, and research projects, many stuff, and label also. CDs, LPs, and whatever you can print or edit.
At this point, how many references in your catalogue?
Now we have nearly 10 productions. We have like 5 CDs, 2 LPs, and 1 digital disc. But we also have printed material, which is drawings by composer Tom Jensen.
Okay, so how would you describe the artistic line of Montagne Noire, which is the name of your label? You haven't said it yet, but I can say it for you.
True. Yeah, maybe later I can explain why Montagne Noire. Actually, there is no artistic line in the in the label. It's more not technical, but it's productions from the GMEA. So we host many artists, and I wanted that the label reflect the diversity of artists and aesthetics we host as the Center for New Music. So the only common point between all the releases are that they are recorded by ourselves, by our sound engineer, Benjamin Momus, and they all have been in residencies or in concert at GMEA. So it's more like among, you know, the many projects we host every year, some of them are selected to become a CD or LP. And it's not only my choice, it's also a proposal from the artist. So it's just like an encounter between what we want and what the artist wants.
So going back to Montagne Noire, the name of the label, which we can translate as Black Mountain. So you propose to explain the reason of that name.
Yeah, yeah. The English translation is part of the reason why I choose this title. Montagne Noire is a mountain at the south of Albi, where we are. And when I heard this name, it was very poetical for me. And it reminds me of the Black Mountain College, which is another mountain in the U.S., where a university was founded after the war, more exactly. And it was the university where John Cage did the first event. It was a university based on artistic knowledge as important as any material. So it's a very seminal experience in art history. The comparison between this Black Mountain in the U.S. during the 50s, the Black Mountain in the south of Albi was like, you know, something which gave me this idea to take this name for the label.
So a kind of tribute to John Cage and the Montagne Noire near Albi.
Exactly. The title could be John Cage in the Tarn. I wanted to bring the spirit of John Cage here. It's exactly that. It's exactly this. Yeah.
You give me the last CD you published, which is the one of Eliane Radig. And my intention was to play the first track, so the one played by Ensemble Dédalus. Can you say a few words about this track?
Yes, I can. Actually, I have to say that Dédalus is my ensemble, which is associated to the GMEA. So I'm playing in this track, actually. So Eliane Radig is a French composer. She's now 90. She's very well known for electronic music until 2000. And from 2000, she started to work with acoustic instruments, not to do another music, but to keep this drone style she used in her electronic music, but adapted with acoustic instruments and musicians. So she composed a work for my ensemble, and we are 7. So that's why the title of the piece is Hepta 1, and that's it.
Okay, Didier Achour, so thank you to participate to this interview.
Yeah, thank you. A bientôt.
Okay, on y va.
Yes, so I'm Pauline. I play in a band called My Imaginary Loves. I'm from Toulouse. I'm 42, and I've been playing in this band for 10 years now.
Quite a long time, 10 years.
Yeah, 10 years. We are three at the moment. There's Stephanie, who plays the guitar and sings. There's Christelle, who plays the drums, and I play the bass and I sing. And we've been friends. I mean, we were friends for a long time.
Before the band.
Stephanie and Christelle had already had a band. It was called Call Me Loretta, from Toulouse, rock band. And we were friends because I was quite a big fan of their music, and we began to do things together. And one night, with a little bit of wine and beer, we said, yeah, we should make a band. And we did. So I started to make a band with Stephanie, and then Christelle came, and then there was another person called Elsa who was playing the keyboards, so we were four at the beginning. And it was mainly a question of friendship more than music, because I wasn't a musician at all. I started bass with them. Like, I bought bass. Well, it's a history of friendship before music.
So talking about production, how many LPs at this point?
So there are two LPs, one EP. We did one 12-inch when we were four.
Vinyl.
Vinyl, yeah, all vinyl. Yeah, this first EP was released, I think, 2012. It's called An Emotional. And then Elsa left the band, and we continued, three of us, and we released a first LP. It was in 2016 called Faces, and then another one in 2019 called Aside.
On which label?
By ourselves. No label. There's a label from Toulouse called Dead Bees Records who helped us with the promotion, but not really on the financial point of view. We paid everything. The pressing, the recording, mastering, everything. So it's self-produced, self-released, yes.
And how would you define the, I don't know, the artistic direction, the color of the sound?
There's a mix of the influence we have, we all have. We have a common one, like rock, and like I said, yeah, 80s, 90s, Sonic Youth, I think, is the main influence. Everybody tells us when they see us for the first time, sounds like Sonic Youth. Okay, well, I think so. It's a main influence for us. But we all bring some different things. I mean, Christelle is like Cold Wave, The Cure, Krautrock, and Goth. Things, so that's another influence, more electronic, and she listens a lot to French music as well, Dominica, things like that. And I listen to maybe more different things as well. Well, rock is the main one, but punk rock a lot as well.
The name of the band, can you explain? Are you in an emotional mood, or?
Yeah, I think what we talk about in our songs is really like personal relationships between people. It's not very happy most of the time. It's really dreamy, I think. So that's why, well, we talk a lot about relationships, so maybe that's why we chose this title.
And we're going to talk a bit about the fourth track, the one
So it's called AM PM I Can Sleep. It's the first track we made without vocals. It's instrumental. This one sounds like Sonic Youth, I think. It's the first one we made without vocals, and now we are working at the moment on three other instrumental songs. We try new things.
Did you have a website or something, so somewhere on the web where we can find your...
Yeah, we have a website, myimaginarylovs.com. We have Bandcamp, if you want to listen to the tracks. We're on Spotify, iTunes.
To conclude, what can you say?
What can I say? Thank you for this interview. We made a concert yesterday. It was great. And this is moment like that that wants us to continue and play music and meet new people and yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Oh, yes, I'm ready. Let's go. Well, my name is Rinaldo. I work under the pseudonym Ingeniatore. I'm a musician and producer and founder of the independent label Garage Deluxe. And I'm a part of a immobile project with Dr. Cisco.
How would you define the project you just mentioned at the moment, Immobile? What is it?
The Immobile Project is an EP of six tracks. It was born from a collaboration between me and Dr. Cisco, with whom I collaborated on many musical projects for more than 20 years. And this EP reveals an experimental side in which the use of excessive compression brings a particular color. The whole construction of the tracks reminds us that we are in the post-trip-hop style, and the mix is analog and fine, a necessary element to Immobile sounds.
So you talk about collaboration. Is it the first time you collaborate with other musicians?
Oh no, I've collaborated with lots of bands and lots of projects, ground experience, non-alienance, interface, minimal orchestra and many more. And I work with a lot of labels such as Al Jama Disc, for example.
And you run a label too. Can you say a few words about that?
Oh yeah, for sure. Garage Deluxe is an independent music production and publishing label. The production revolves around hip-hop, jazz, soul, rhythm and blues, abstract, electronica, rock, with different artists such as Ingeniatory, Angst, Moderno, Loco Rodriguez, Speedometers, and many more. And the label's activity focuses on production, publishing of vinyl records and digital distribution, sometimes in association with other labels, such as Al Jama Disc. Over time, a collaboration with visual artists such as Pierre Forel, Lux, Severin Gary has seen the birth of video, graphic or animation works illustrated by the musical production of the label artist.
So going back to Immobile, can you tell the story of that project? When it's born and how you work on it?
The Immobile project is a real investigation around sound textures from agglomerated pop and jazz melodies to multiple electronic experiments, all for a multifaceted result. It is difficult to link this aesthetic to a few musical currents that already exist or have been explored. As I said, we are in the post-trip-hop style, electronica. Immobile knows how to take advantage of technology to rework the color and soul of its music. The organic sound from all magnetic tapes, delays and other analog treatment blend perfectly and give a psychedelic air of the 60s, 70s, but not only. It's a beautiful record, simple and catchy from start to finish, and necessarily difficult to grasp through the spangled recycle of the Parisian night, you know.
So we are in the beginning of March. This LP is coming out right now. Where can we find it?
Oh, yes, you can listen this opus on all platforms all around the world, on Spotify, Deezer, iTunes, Apple Music, and the others. You have just to search for Immobile by Immobile.
Last question to conclude this interview. So, Ronaldo, you're going to present two tracks for this Indie Ray radio broadcast. Can you present the first one?
The first track is Sait-on Jamais, and the second is Avec Aisance. There's straight bass, vibes, piano, sub-bass, electronica beat, and more. It's an invitation to chill and relax in a cool lo-fi ambient.
Thank you a lot, Ronaldo.
Thanks a lot. Thank you, too.
sommes entièrement maîtres.
Dear radio listeners, music lovers, and podcast addicts, you've just listened to Indire Radio broadcast 2023 in Toulouse, a musical exchange program between radio stations across Europe featuring Matthew's Shadow Sky, Tanya Bell, Montagne Noir Record Label, My Imaginary Loves, and Immobile. Voiceover by Marie-Amélie Giamarchi since 2019. Recordings and interviews operated during the end of February and the beginning of March 2023 from Radio Campus Toulouse Studios at University Paul Sabatier, Mathieu's Shadow Sky Studio, Les Délices de Saturna Restaurant for My Imaginary Loves, and Tanya Bell's Studio Living Room, Toulouse, France, by François Berchenko.
Nécessaire alternance qui est toujours partout dans la nature.
And mastered by François Berchenko at Radio Campus Toulouse Studios and Musique Moderne Studio between the 2nd and the 15th of March 2023.
C'est la détente.
Once again, thanks for your attention and stay tuned on Indire Radio Broadcast.
More at indire.com. R-A-E featured song. Indire featured song.
Terrain Vague presents his first hit single, Sinusoidal.
Exchange Network. Featured song. Co-funded by the European Union. More at indire.eu.